WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Boy, great calls there on Kaepernick and Torrey Smith. Well, this guy better catch a lot of passes. State Representative Martina White has just burst onto the scene around the issue, several issues, for someone who is a Republican inside Philadelphia, the first rep in quite a while, other than one other, John Taylor, who's there, burst onto the scene trying to help police under fire. And also, her bill, I maintain, has a much better chance of getting a remedy here in Philadelphia around the sanctuary city. And I'm going to give you an update, and maybe she has seen this, Philadelphia doubling and tripling down on this versus the Trump administration, who's going to be tied up in the courts with all kinds of standing issues and all kinds of technical things. We do know here in Pennsylvania, they do have the standing to go after this. Let's bring in State Representative Martina White. Martina, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, your guy who does great work sent me something saying that you were recently honored as one of the top ranked, somewhere in the 50s, most important people in Pennsylvania. And that says a lot, given that you've only been in office a very, very brief period of time.
Yeah, it was a pretty special award that was given by City and State PA. It's a magazine or paper that some of folks might have heard about. But I know that I certainly wouldn't have gotten as far as I have without the great people here in the Northeast. And, of course, your listeners. I know over these past couple of years, everybody has been really supportive of the endeavors that we've taken on and initiatives that, you know, can be challenging at times.
Well, we've got several here on the state level, and you're a great vehicle to see where we are. Of course, the sanctuary city, you got it all the way to the goal line, and then they just said, we're not playing a full game last year and wouldn't do anything about it. Are the decks finally cleared to do something? Because I believe you have the remedy versus the national is going to be tied up.
Yes, we know that at the federal level, it's much more difficult to get these types of legislations through. However, right now, our leadership has agreed to run sanctuary city legislation. I suspect that that will happen towards the end of June. There's two bills right now that are being floated. One is Senate Bill 10, which is Senator Guy Rensenthaler's bill. I do believe that this is probably going to be the one that winds up running on the House floor because it's already been through the Senate. What it does is it makes sure that a city is, just like mine in the past, you heard about my legislation, Senator Guy Rensenthaler's bill, Senate Bill 10, is very similar. It does hold sanctuary municipalities liable for any injury to a person or property that is, happens to have come from an illegal immigrant. It also makes sure that the local municipalities have to enforce federal laws. So any kind of immigration laws that are in place, they would have to be upheld. And if the sanctuary city refuses to enforce an immigration order, then they will actually lose state grant monies to the tune of approximately about $1.3 billion in sum.
Wow. And this, at least the last time, seems to me to have widespread support, correct?
Yes. So my legislation had widespread support last session, and this session, the Senate Bill 10 has already gone through the Senate, so it has its support there, and now it should be running in the House soon, and I believe it will also have support there. So we should be getting the governor a bill this session, I believe.
Wow. I would hope so after this. Now, I'm not sure if you saw this because, you know, this is just starting to bubble up. Someone sent it to me. The city of Philadelphia is partnering with Temple Law School's Shelter Center for Social Justice to now clear the way, along with one of their councilwomen, Quiñones Sanchez, for a municipal ID. And as I understand it, this would mean you're here illegally, but you could open up a bank account, cash a check, sign a lease, see a doctor at a hospital, file a police report, register a child for school. And the thing that's, I think, that will go with that is, if you are in Philadelphia, Martina, and you don't recognize this, you're the one that would probably get into trouble somehow.
Sure. I mean, you know, right now, our law enforcement officers aren't even able to, you know, ask questions about someone's immigration status, whether they're a U.S. citizen or not. So I can see where the city's trying to go with this, but they have to realize that up in New York, they actually have, an ID that's very similar to this. And the fact of the matter is that our local municipalities have to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. And once that municipal ID, if it was to ever come into fruition, they would have to be reporting that information up to federal immigration officials. So I don't know that what they're trying to accomplish is actually going to, result in their end goal. So maybe they should be a little bit careful in what they're trying to do there.
Well, maybe, too, it will, put this on the radar screen with state legislators who, are trying to work to bring Philadelphia in compliance, saying essentially, and you know this because you're here, they're not going to comply. They think that the state legislature will somehow or another balk or screw this up, and they won't have to comply. So I see them as doubling down here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like to me as well. Trying to implement a strategy like that is really just showing how adamant the sanctuary municipalities are in terms of disregarding federal immigration law. It's a real shame, but there's a lot of legislation happening out in Harrisburg, and we certainly need to stay focused on these key issues.
Yeah, absolutely. One other parting area, too. Crown Cork and Seal, I'm not sure if that's in your district, is a iconic Philadelphia place. I mean, big time. They moved out, and some people say one of the major reasons why they provide the containers and all the rest was the soda tax, that it's related to that. Several people have told me that. And I was amazed that they pulled up stakes and they're moving out of Philadelphia, maybe taxation and a bunch of stuff. Any thoughts on Crown Cork and Seal leaving?
Sure. So Crown Cork and Seal, they've already sold their building, and they have plans to move outside of the city. Whether or not it was a direct result as to the soda tax, I mean, they are the largest bottling company probably in the world, is my understanding, and this is their headquarters here in the district. And, of course, we don't want to see any particular companies leaving the Northeast. But the fact that the company sold their location and there are plans to have more jobs come into that location is a relief to me, because I had communicated with them to find out why they were leaving, and they wouldn't directly say mm-hmm. it was a result of the soda tax. But I'm sure as a company that directly is related to soda, I'm sure they look at it as a slight to them.
Absolutely. Martina, where do people find all things Martina White?
Where do they find all things Martina White? You go to repwhite.com, and you can sign up for an email blast. We'll send that out to you weekly to keep you updated on the legislation that we're working on and anything else going on out in Harrisburg.
Well, good luck. Yep. We'll be lighting the candles to the end of June as this long, growing process hopefully comes to fruition. And congratulations, too, on being recognized such a short time in office. So a lot more of that to come.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Dom.
You're welcome. Representative Martina White with an update.